Done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check in, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold. Like we win in the head, yeah, we win in the head.
So we're winning in here. What's going on, family?
What's up, fam?
Full 94 podcast here on MTMV Sports. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. It's feeling good.
Yes, sir.
G, how you feeling over there, bro?
I'm good, man. Last week of classes. I get ready for my finals at the end of the month. So yeah. I'm excited headed into the summertime, man. Summertime Chicago undefeated.
That's a big fact. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout to the wife as well, man. She's got the last 8 weeks. She gets her bachelor's. So
nice.
I'm excited about it, man. She's been putting in work. So super proud of you, honey. Much love. Hey, man, you know what it is. We're going to talk basketball. And this is the place you want to have the conversation at. This is the place you want to bring it to if you're going to do this darn thing. Tell me what the biggest thing we got going right now. South Carolina did it. They did it. It was an okay game. I think Caitlin definitely came out gunning, right? Like, it was this to me was like, okay. We might see something. I remember dropping like the first 15. I'm just like, this is dope. And this title might have produced. Yo, you wild. Oh, voice, I love it, bro. This is my thing. Talk to me about this, man. I mean, Caitlin had everything, right? South Carolina just quietly goes undefeated. Don't really get much play. Caitlin got all the spotlight, TV spots, everything at this point. So now we're thinking, okay, Caitlin has to go in there and do something. Was there any doubt in your mind that South Carolina was going to pull this game off?
At the beginning of the game, when she did what she did, I thought, okay, she got them on the ropes. But I knew that Coach Staley was going to take them in and do some adjustments at the half. And you see that third quarter, what, she had like 3 points in the third quarter.
Out there.
Few more in the fourth, like they had a recipe to lock her down, and I think she ended up getting like 30, but I mean over half of that was in the first quarter, so they did a good job giving her like 11 points from the second quarter to the end of the game.
Yeah.
Caitlin amazing, bro. I hate the backlash that she getting.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people feel like she is the greatest college player of all time. Does she have a discussion for it? I think so. She's definitely the greatest scorer, in my opinion.
I mean, got an argument there.
She's definitely the greatest scorer, in my opinion. And people say it's because she got a green light. Well, you know, you get the green light when you put the ball in the hoop.
Facts.
You're like, just like Stephen Curry, bro. He came in, green light, let it fly. I was excited to see Coach Staley get on one. And then the revenge game from last year when, you know, I fully forgot about the, you know, shoe off moment at the three-point line. So
Yeah. She had to bring that one back.
Yeah.
Folks is wild out here, man. I think the cool thing about what we really get to see in basketball, women's basketball for real, was the real sport and competition, right? And not just the sport and competition, but the trash talking that came along with it. I think what I got to see, honestly, was Don and South Carolina. They just did what they came to do. There was nothing that they did differently in that game that they've been doing all season. And I think what happened was it just went unnoticed.
Yeah,
it went unnoticed. We just over here not losing games. We just over here beating up on folks. And I hate to even bring this up because I could see Will rolling his eyes right now. But I think this is just this to me is like the LeBron effect. Like, you expected it, so you don't really pay attention to it. Like, South Carolina came out, Don has been great since she's been in here. So you expect them to have great seasons and do this thing. So I think it's the same thing. When you looked at Kobe, you looked at Mike, you look at the Aces the last few years, like, these things, they're just like, all right, cool. We know they're gonna be good, so they should definitely tap in. You know what I mean? So I think those are big, big things to do. And nobody really, I won't say that people didn't expect it. But I think when you look at how talented of a coach Don is, then you have to expect them to do great.
I agree.
I think undefeated season, no. Yeah. I did. But when you show out and come do that, what you guys say?
Look, man, I got a little bit of criticism for Caitlin Clark. Yeah. You can't get ripped in open court like that multiple times. Like, you can't get ripped. Like, the WNBA players, they scout you. And if you were listening, I listened to the ESPN broadcast with Diana Taurasi, and telling them, like,
yeah,
we coming, yo. Like, grown women, you're not going to look so stellar or so superstar-like when you get to the WNBA. So I'm excited to see that, man, that first game when she go in. I want to see how she adjusts. I know she's gonna work on her game in the summer. That's what she does, but she gotta be a little bit tighter with the basketball, man.
I'm trying to figure out who has that number one pick in the draft.
Indiana Fever.
It's the Fever.
Yeah.
No, I'm not ready for it.
She's gonna be right here in Indiana, man. They're gonna love her. It's a basketball town, so
nah, I'll give you that.
They're gonna love her. So
what does she do? I mean, but let's change pivot. Let's move over to South Carolina. And that's real. Jesse, that's a real thing. So you're looking at what this thing is. It's like all five stars. It's crazy to me. And she's very careless with the ball. When you think about it, when she's on it, there are moments when she has it on the string. It's like, oh, okay, cool. I can see that. You know what I mean? So this is my thing. When we're looking at South Carolina and Don and that team, when you talk about Camilla, she goes for 15, 17, and 3 blocks. Solid. Right? Iowa and South Carolina were top three teams, well, two of the top three teams in scoring in NCAA. Right? Check out this stat, though. This is very interesting because I was researching it earlier. They don't have – South Carolina didn't have a top 50 scorer or rebounder on their team.
What?
No, Camilla averaged 14 points a game. She averaged like 14-9 this season.
She only averaged 9 rebounds?
Yeah, bro. And she averaged 14.5 points.
Crazy, bro.
I went through all 50, and the 50th person averaged like 17.5, 16.5, something like that.
Goodness, man.
I said, wait, so let me get this straight. You don't have a top 50 scorer, you don't have a top 50 rebounder, and you just go out and play the game.
That's
how
it.
How much does that say to Don Staley's coaching?
I think she an amazing coach, first and foremost. But she got some amazing players, bro.
Yes.
They cold. Like, they all could probably could have had their choice of whatever school they wanted to go to.
I'll give you that.
Same with Caitlin Clark, man. So I see the conversation surrounding, like, oh, she don't have a ring, so she can't be the greatest. Okay, cool. That's your argument, man. But imagine if Caitlin Clark said, you know what, I'm going to enter the transfer portal and I'm going to UConn. And it was UConn with her and Paige Beckers versus South Carolina. Yeah. I think we would have saw a different game.
Yeah.
And they compare it to Breonna Stewart. But dang, man, Stewie has some ballers on her team too.
Big facts. And to answer that question, Camilla Cardoza was their star, right? Yep. their leading scorer, leading rebounder, but she didn't chart in the top 50 in scores or rebounds. So it was crazy to me to even see that, and I'm just like, how much does that speak to the coaching and the system that they're running in?
And that defense that turned everything into offense is crazy, boy.
Big fact. I mean, getting ripped open court to me is crazy.
Yeah,
you have the stature that you had.
Especially when you're about to be the number one pick. Like them, I think those girls see that, man, or ladies, women see that, that's, you know, in the WNBA already. And they probably thinking, like, okay, we got her, man.
Facts.
If a girl can lock up like that, we got her, man.
I think once you look at it, once it happens, you're like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Because when you find a chick in the arm, right? Like, oh, okay, cool. She a little careless with the ball because she's looking up and she's looking to throw one from deep. So it's like, okay, cool. Let me double check. Let me D up a little bit. So now you're getting, what about the girls? Oh, of course. And that's what we've been talking about, getting ripped over.
She only scored 7 points on Raven Johnson.
And this is what I'm saying. When you look at this stuff, bro, and Don had amazing players, right? Like, Cardozo's an amazing player. But it wasn't anything that jumps off the screen to you, right? Like, you're like, oh, okay, we good. Oh, she dropping. I mean, Caitlin came in averaging 27.
She just big, bro.
30? Like, she's a big, oh, for sure.
Oh, Caitlin averaged 30. 31, I think. 31 or 32.
It don't make sense, bro. I'm just like, what is happening, man? And obviously, shout out to the rest of the squad, man. Shout out to Will, shout out to C. Can't wait to have y'all back for sure, man. Just loving the conversation that we're able to have. And this Caitlin Carr thing has opened up a whole lot of stuff in terms of what we got going on with Angel Reese, with Flo-J. You got Caitlin, you got the freshman phenoms like Juju Watt. Like, yep. This to me, bro, is solid. One, NCAA is in good hands, yep. Right? As those players move over and transition to WNBA, we're looking at these freshman phenom who are doing absolutely amazing things. Like, the NCAA women's basketball is not going anywhere. I think it's going to be super dope, but they got to come with that same fire.
It's another girl that just committed to UConn, number one player, high school girl in the state, I mean, in the nation.
Ooh.
Cold, boy. She cold. Yeah, she going to UConn. So,
I got it. Now we got five. We got to make sure we drop her name. Give her love. Hold on. UConn commit. I want to find that out. That's going to be good stuff right there.
Bro, she's super cold. Sarah
Strong?
Yes, that's her.
Sarah Strong. Number one recruit against the UConn Huskies and Geno. Solid. And they just made it to the Final Four, so they just lost in the game. They lost to Caitlin. Final 2 points on that whack.
Yep.
That offensive, man.
I see a lot of people talking about, man, that it's an offensive foul. Man, listen.
No.
How can I say?
You don't make that call,
bro. If you actually played basketball ever in your life, you know you don't make that call at the end of a game, man.
You don't, bro. Like,
come on, bro. Let them play it out. Let the players decide it. The refs was too involved in that game.
No, you ain't lying. So what you got, man? Let's give you our predictions. The game is tonight. I'm talking about Purdue. If they're not playing now, you got Purdue.
Boiler up.
What against you?
Boiler up. I graduated from Purdue, bro.
Oh, okay.
So boiler up.
Well, tell me about this team, man. Are we just looking at the 7'2" guy? Are we looking at the seven footer, or are we looking at totality of what Purdue's able to do? They ain't been there. It's been, I mean, I saw the numbers. It's been a crazy year since they've been there.
Man, shout out to my boy Kendrick. He told me, and I agreed with him yesterday, that UConn guards are gonna be tough for Purdue to check, bro.
I agree.
Yeah, they got the big fella in the middle, but big fella gonna probably get put in some screens tonight that he not gonna like, bro. I think it's gonna be an uphill battle for Purdue to win. I'm leaning more toward UConn, but I hope we pull it out, man. We deserve it, because last year we got put out early, and they predicted us to go to the national championship.
Yeah, you guys are they're not playing yet. They play
8:20, 9:20.
Yeah, 9:20 Eastern time. So whatever that means for everybody else, but you guys are underdogs.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's solid. I mean, UConn looks amazing. Let's not get it twisted.
Back to back, man. It'll be the first team to go back to back since them Florida Gators.
Yeah, I think this is. I think I have to agree with you, though. I think it's an uphill battle. I think they're gonna try to figure this thing out. But I think I'm just trying to figure out, like, it's gonna be good, right? I feel like it's gonna be good, and I just want to make sure. I think it goes down to the wire. I think whoever wins this game in the last few minutes of the second half. I think they go back and forth. I don't think UConn gets a gigantic lead, man. Do you feel like that?
Yeah. It's going to be a 10-point win. I think they're going to get a 10-point win on them.
But when do they go? Do you think they go up by double digits early? When they work for it? They go in the second half? Like, what are you thinking?
No, I think they start out pretty slow, and then UConn figure it out, man. I think it's going to come down to a lot of coaching as well.
That makes sense.
That coach for UConn, pretty cold.
I think, I mean, look, number one on both. I enjoy it. It's going to be a great national championship game. Mm. Make sure y'all tune in. Y'all heard it first. Mr. Purdue Boilermakers over here said he's going to make it happen. I think it's – you just got to fight, bro. That's it. That's why you play the game. Anything can happen. That's why it's a tournament. You know what I mean?
That's a fact, man.
Now let's get to these teams that's not on top. These teams. Stop. Get down here.
Get down. Why you got Drake holding the
the race for last.
Too busy like that, dog.
And he we waiting for a response right now, too, Jizzy. I'm just saying. This is my thing.
We got a party this morning or yesterday.
Man, I'm not even trying to hear that, man. If you gonna apologize, you should have kept
the apologize, bro.
Cause you had me going on that 7-minute joint. So mm-hmm. I'm just like, okay, cool, we good then. And it come out with I didn't even think it was real at first. I ain't gonna lie to you. But let's talk about this, man. So the teams at the top, you got UConn Purdue national championship. Then you have these teams at the bottom of the NBA, right? Who are fighting for the last spot. For those who don't know, the bottom of the NBA, those last three teams, the worst three teams all get, I think it's like a 14% chance mm-hmm. to get that number one pick. So just to kind of create some dichotomy, what the NBA was going for is that these teams don't just tank and the worst team gets the number one pick, right? We saw it recently in Zion, when he got pick number one pick. Saw Anthony Edwards. Like these teams that are just trying to figure it out, teams like the Blazers, like the Spurs, like the Pistons, Wizards, Hornets. Like, let me ask you this: when you draft number one, Victor Wembanyama, like, did you expect the Spurs to be in the same place they were last year after drafting Wemby?
Well, first you got to kind of zoom out and ask yourself, what are the Spurs really doing, bro?
So that.
Because all season, if you look at what they've been doing, man, they took Keldon Johnson out of the starting lineup. I thought Keldon Johnson was cold.
Solid.
Vassell got taken out of the starting lineup for a while. And then Victor Wembanyama only playing 29 minutes, bro. Average 29 minutes a game.
Don't make no sense to me, bro.
It's almost like they trying to be where they are right now.
But who would you be waiting for? That's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, who are you?
Hear me out. It's a big free agency this summer, bro.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about the players they could get to pair up with Wembanyama, bro. Trayon.
This is fast.
Kawhi. Paul George. LeBron James. Like, all these names you could pair with Victor Wembanyama and go for a title run and – I feel like the Spurs trying to lose, man, because there's no way they're supposed to be worse than the Blazers right now, dog. The Blazers ain't had their players all season, and they worse than the Blazers. Memphis hadn't had their players all year, except for, well, they had Jaren Jackson Jr., but still, man, and they, like, what, 5-6 games in front of Detroit?
Yeah.
Went on, like, a 20-something game losing streak?
That don't make no sense to me, bro.
I think it's unacceptable, man, and really Pop kind of – I hate to say legacy, so I'm not going to say that. He's tarnishing, you know, his brand right now because he's known for being a great head coach. But now you got people asking, is he really that great of a head coach? Or did he have
– No, let's not do that. Or did he ask you about how you feel about it then?
I feel like he's a great coach.
Okay.
I feel like he got a different style. I know I heard that's the foul that they didn't call on Anthony Davis, and he hurt his eye. Yeah. But anyway, I think he's a good coach, man. I just hope he get it together out there. Or hand it over to Tim Duncan, man. Come on.
That's solid. I'm not gonna I'm mad at that. But yeah. I mean, think about this with the Blazers. I think even losing Damian, you had Anthony Simons who already there. You get
Grant Rozelle, Scoot
Henderson, Jeremiah. You got Scoot Henderson. Like these are teams. I didn't think these teams would be at the bottom. Like I knew they wouldn't be good.
I thought they would, bro. I thought Portland was gonna be solid.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a five, bro. They got a five man roster that could compete. I don't understand.
I thought Portland was gonna be a playing team.
I thought so too, bro. I thought it would be up there. It's crazy.
But I'm trying to understand what that looks like. The Pistons, I mean, I ain't expecting to be that bad.
I thought they was gonna be better because Cade Cunningham, bro.
They should be the play-in. That's a playoff team to me. And I don't understand what happened. Like at some point, Monty had to go like, all right, man, it's on me.
Even like you got Brooklyn, not good. Like, yeah. Come on, man. Washington Wizards. I thought they would be better than what they were.
Picking up Jordan, having Kyle.
Hey, Jordan Poole been going crazy lately, too.
I mean, how long have we waiting on that, dude?
I mean, he been going crazy for like the last couple months, bro. But you know, they're not winning, so it is what it is. But bro, off of 30 pieces.
And that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Like, how do you overcome the mess? We saw the dumpster fire at San Antonio right now. After getting the number one pick, the most sought after, you know, number one draft since LeBron. Like, I'm just trying to understand how did we get here?
They're too young, bro. If you notice, bro, all these teams that we talking about are super young.
I give you that.
Pistons, the Wizards, the Hornets, the Blazers. Like they young, man. What I don't know what's going on in the NBA where they don't want any veterans around, but I think it's kind of messing up the culture of the NBA, man, because it ain't that many people to hold others accountable. You got people like Wembanyama, who in their first season, or somebody like Miles Bridges on the Charlotte Hornets, who being the voice of reason and the veteran in the locker room. Like, I think about Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard should have a job, bro.
I give you that.
He's a seven-footer, man. He's a champion, and he can play defense still. Still can jump. Still, like, I don't understand why he don't have a job. He showed what he can do against Jokic. Bro got to have a bad rep with the league, man, or something.
Got to have something. I think the issue for me is, one, there shouldn't be an issue, right? There shouldn't be an issue in the fact that he shouldn't be somewhere in the NBA, especially with the teams that are losing in the manner that they're doing it, right? You have six or seven teams who are fighting for the bottom spot to try to get, or the bottom three spots, who are really trying to get into one of these number one draft picks. And to me, it don't make sense. It don't make sense that these teams would be that good. I think the point that you made when you said that they're young, I think it's a great point. I think it's a great point, but I'm looking at I think they're young players, but they're not young coaches.
Hey, chill out. You did it, Slender, man.
Hey, chill out.
Let that man figure out his troubles on his own.
Try to figure out something, my boy. Prayers up, my boy.
Yeah,
weird. I don't know what's going on, but this is my thing. When you're looking at that, and it just don't make no sense, bro. Young players, but they're not young coaches. I've been in the league forever. What's the issue?
You know what team really disappointed me this season, man? It really pisses me off. The Houston Rockets, bro.
Facts.
You got a good coach. You got great players on your team. What's happening? And then you call the Warriors out and you go lose by a dub? Come on, yo. You go lose by a dub. You wear a t-shirt to the joint. I'm glad Steph was taunting them, man, with the Warriors come out and play glasses. Like, get off the floor, yo.
It don't make any sense, man. This is my thing, though. But if you're gonna do that, you gotta back it up.
You gotta play. Like, bro, I need to play. And he was doing that to them. That's what Draymond Green was saying. Like,
they'll even play for real. You gotta You're not a consistent, not even a starter. You're not even like a like a reserve. You know what I mean? Like this is how, for me in that time. Like how does that work for real? Are we just chalking it up to them boys trying to get draft picks?
I don't think they're trying to get draft picks. I just think they not good together. I don't know. They not a good team together. Dylan Brooks is – he started out the season kind of hype a little bit, you know, yeah. But now he expendable, man.
You got young talent. You pick up Dylan Brooks. You pick up Fred VanVleet. Like, this was supposed to be a good team.
Yeah, Shingun got getting hurt really messed them up, man.
Yeah. They said, good, man, let's do – Man's he's solid, bro. He's somebody to build around.
He cold.
You got to figure that out.
But now, yeah, you got the emergence of him and Jalen Green now.
Facts. You so got a 1-2 punch.
What do you do?
What do we always talk about here on the 494? What do you need to get a championship?
Good guard.
And a guard.
That's it.
They got it. Now you got to build around it. Yep. Fred definitely should have came in and did something, did more than he did.
I know, bro.
You talk about the money he got, you had to do something. It don't really make no sense to me.
Jabari Smith got to step up. Like all of them got to do something, man, and work on their game this summer. I keep hearing all these past vets say they don't work. People don't work on their game no more. I'm starting to think it's true, bro. You see the same thing every year. Nobody really ascending no more.
Yeah, I mean, I give you that. I think it's how much are you asking of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Are you living to play and make a mark? Or are you just trying to get a check? When you talk about these young cats like that, that's what it is. I would almost hope that's not where they're moving. That's not what they want. But the proof is in the pudding. We see it on the court every night.
I think they're looking for one more wing player, man. And I don't know if they're gonna get it, but. They shopping for it. I know they were shopping Jalen Green earlier this year. They probably gonna pull back on that though.
They have to,
bro. Hooping, man.
They have to pull back on it. Yeah. It might be part of the reason he came in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. So that's what it is. Let's talk about it, man. Let's make sure y'all come back and check us out. We can get a quick word from our sponsors. We got more talking. The emergence of Zion, or would you rather? You know what it is, man. We'll be right back here on 494 on MTV Sports.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle.
It's not just a brand. Hey, shout out to the squad, man. MTMV Sports. Shout out to the big bro at Ozell Brand, man. Absolute love. As he just shows love to the squad, to the 494, to the full MTMV Sports umbrella. I love it. I love it, man. And much shout out to what he's got going on. Shoes, got cleats, Walmart. Check it out, man. Ozell Brand. You can put it in your search bar, it'll pop up with everything. Everybody talking about it. You the only one that don't know. Get like us, you know what I mean? Let's talk about it, man. Cause we had a very interesting show earlier in the year. We were talking about Zion, man. We were talking about what we don't understand what he got going on. We don't understand what he needs to do. He need to cut back. He needs to stop eating as much. He need to cut weight. He's not showing himself on the court. He's staying injured. Are those days gone?
Yes, sir. I said it back then. I say it now. When you're dealing with a foot injury, bro, it slow you down for a while. You got to get back to yourself, get your bones in your foot strengthened to where it can, you know, handle that type of torque when you're jumping around. And since then, bro, locked in. They say he lost like 25 pounds.
Crazy.
They basically switched his position to where he handling the ball more now.
Which is wild. Talk to this. Last 15 games, averaging 26.7 rebounds and almost 5 assists.
A baller.
What if
all-star.
Hooping them all-star numbers.
Yeah, he should have been an all-star.
26.7 and 4.5.
Absolutely.
do we need we gotta have Zion in the playoffs?
he gonna get in the playoffs, I think. And if B.I. come back, they gonna kind of be scary, bro.
I think so.
They gonna be scary in the playoffs.
What's they looking at? Who would they see in the first round?
Right now, they are going against they're in the seventh spot. So it'll be the Denver or Minnesota right now.
So they're in the seventh spot.
They match up with Denver, bro. I like that. Valanciunas match up with Jokic.
I like that.
I would really love to see that in the first round.
Similar game, or not similar game, but they've both come from, you know, playing overseas. So I think you're talking about they beat up on the Kings.
Yeah, they beat the Kings. Heck yeah, they beat the Kings.
I don't think the Pelicans lose twice.
Sabonis ain't it, bro.
Huh?
As much as people love him, Sabonis ain't it. It's not it, bro.
I thought you was coming around to Sabonis.
Nah, I mean, he was on my fantasy team and I enjoyed what he did for me this season, but
oh, sure.
As far as like going out and playing ball, I think he's a cripple. He cripples their offense, bro. He can't do anything. All he do is hand the ball off. All his assists come from handing the ball off, bro. At the 3-point line, they catch it and shoot.
I feel Will is rolling his eyes right now.
It is what it is. He can roll his eyes. I watch him every time they play. He can't score. He can't make his own shot. All he can do is catch the ball and lay up. He don't shoot. So he cripples his offense, bro. If he got a mid-range and he starts shooting the ball more, like a Bam Adebayo or something like that, he can stretch out the offense and actually be a threat. But everybody know he ain't worried. They not worried about Sabonis' offense. They worry about Sabonis' picks and offensive rebounds.
He be setting those. What we got to worry about with Zion, man? Does he up it to another level? I mean, you're talking about 26, 7, and 4.5. I think those are solid numbers. We all know playoffs are different. When you get into the playoffs, you got to win 4 games. That's what you're focused on. And at your peak, you have to be at your peak for 4 games, at least 4, and to win 4 to get out of there. I think like you said, I think they beat the Kings. I like the Nuggets and the Pelicans, bro. I like that matchup. I want to know because I don't know what Zion – Aaron Gordon got to step up.
So I'm going to say this, man. I don't even know – I don't know how it's going to end up. We might end up – the Lakers might end up playing the Pelicans first round of the play-in.
I'm not looking for it.
For that 7 spot. And I don't know where it's going to fall, bro. This last week is – I don't know where it's going to fall. I know the Pelicans got a tough schedule coming up. The Kings got a tough schedule coming up. We got the Warriors tomorrow night.
Yeah. And that's a make or break game, bro.
We really need to win that game, bro.
Gotta win that game. Right. I mean, right now the Lakers are 2 wins out of 6th place.
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans are tied with the Sun with Phoenix. So they could get out of the play-in.
Yep.
They can get out of the play-in.
If the Suns lose.
Yeah. I mean, 7, 8, 9, 10 are all separated by 2 or fewer games.
Would this be Zion's first playoff?
Yes.
Because he was hurt the last when they went.
Yep. This would be his first playoff that he played in.
Bro, going to be on adrenaline, man. He's going to be a tough pill to stop, bro. He's going to be tough to stop out there, so – I'm excited to see it, dog.
I like the Pelicans and the Nuggets, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I really like that matchup because I don't know what you don't know what you do with Jokic, but you also don't know what you do with Zion. Aaron Gordon can play him up as much as he wants to, but I think you get a quick 3 or 4 fouls first 2 quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron going out the game. You know what I mean? Like
then Jokic, then you got Murray and McCollum going at it. It'd be good to see, bro. B.I. and Porter Jr.
I'm taking B.I. over PJ in totality of game. But this is my thing. When I look at both of those players, I think Porter to me. Is much more of a supplemental player than B.I. is.
I think so too, because that's what role they limited him to, man. If he had never hurt his back, bro, it'd have been a wrap, dog.
Dude was solid coming out of college.
It was cold, like super cold. If he had never hurt his back, it'd have been a wrap. Michael Porter Jr. really they key, man, because he
X Factor.
Him and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, which I don't know why we let him go, but you know. Facts.
Well, we let him go, let Caruso go, let
Monk go, let
let folks go. Hey, we said God bless you, brother.
Go flourish. Go
flourish. and that's the problem for me. It's like I think that team is solid, bro. If Zion can stay healthy, I still think the Nuggets come out just off of veterans and veteran coaching. I think
it'll be a grind out series, I think.
I agree with that. I think it gotta go 6 or 7. Gotta go 6 or 7. I think every win gonna be hard. You know what I mean? Like, I like Pelicans, I like Zion, I like B.I., I like McCollum, like I like Valanciunas. I like what they bring to the table. But this is what we expected from the Pelicans 2 years ago. When Zion and B.I. kind of came out and CJ McCollum came along, you're just like, okay, they got some pieces.
Yep.
They got some pieces. Now, the fact that they're going to be in this playoffs, they're a playoff team. Now, where they go and how far they go, that's a better question for me, right? That's the better question to figure out. You make it out of the first round. I think if you got to face the Nuggets in the first round, it goes 6-7 games and the Nuggets win. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you feel bad doing all that and got to get the Nuggets in the first round.
Right.
I don't
in the first round, bro. But looking at where we at right now, we might see them first round, bro.
You ain't lying.
Real spill.
I mean, the Thunder, but you got Minnesota, Denver, and OKC who also worried about one game.
Yeah. So
that could change very drastically.
It could.
The next few games. You know what I mean? Like, you got what are they, 54 and 64? They got 4 games left.
Yep.
What if you lose 3 of them 4 games? 2 of them 4 games. And the Timberwolves and the Thunder went out. Change the whole dynamic.
I don't think Denver gonna lose, bro. They too. And then I think they got a pretty easy schedule coming up. They play the Jazz tomorrow. That's a win. They actually play the Timberwolves though.
That's gonna be good. And you got to get a little preview.
Play the Timberwolves on Wednesday. Then they got the Spurs and the Grizzlies. So that's 2 more wins.
I think it's gonna be solid to me. Well, let's get to it, man. Obviously, Zion is rising. He's killing it. He's doing his thing. And then we got to think about the rest of the Western Conference, the rest of the Eastern Conference. These teams that are going to be coming in ready to play ball. OKC and SGA, they got something to prove, right? Yep. This isn't a fluke. We're not just doing this because it's been an OKC season. We came to play ball. We want to make our name. This is where you make your name known in the playoffs. Right, SGA's name goes up because of household name. If he shows himself in the playoffs, OKC Thunder, we say, okay, they're back. All right, no KD, no Russell, no James. We good.
Yep,
locked in. You know what I mean? I'm excited to see that, man. I really am. So I'm looking forward to what the NBA playoffs got coming. Right, what we're gonna see on both sides of the conference. I think Joel's back. I got to figure out what the 76ers are gonna look like coming into there, like. These are real things, bro.
I hope he can shed that brace at some point, man. But I don't want him to rush it. I want to see him at his full potential, man, going crazy like he was earlier this season.
No, I definitely agree. Before he went down, he was MVP. So what are we – you got to get back to that. But basketball endurance and basketball shape is different, bro. It's different. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's different. And I never played at the highest level. I already know at my level it was different. You know what I mean? So we excited what they got going on, man. Let's get to this would you rather, bro. Let's get to this would you rather. I don't got nothing going crazy. What you got? You feel like you got something going on. Talk to me. Would you rather, brought to you by Full 94 here on NTMV Sports? This is exactly what it is. We have this thing that we just kind of do. If you tuned in with us, definitely check us out. This Would You Rather segment is sponsored by everybody. God bless it. We love it and can't get enough of it. Talk to me. Talk to me. Do you got one on top of your mind?
I got one solid for you, man. We was talking about this dude a while back, and we were saying, was he top 25? Who would you rather have to trust to take your team and win a championship?
Okay.
Prime Kawhi Leonard or prime Kevin Durant?
That's hard, bro. That's hard, bro. Oh, prime. I think for me, if I'm going prime Kawhi, then what are we thinking? 2014 Kawhi? That's early. We're talking about Toronto Kawhi.
I would say, yeah, Toronto Kawhi.
That's really where he hit his stride. Yeah. Hey, no disrespect, man. Give me Kawhi, bro.
Wow.
Give me Kawhi. And I say this. I say Kawhi only because it's both sides of the ball. I'm not worried, right? Like KD did his thing and he flourished, but his peak was Golden State.
I don't know about that, bro. MVP and the Thunder.
I think that year was great. I'm saying if you're just talking about freedom and playing basketball, and we're just getting the best version of KD because what he's surrounded by.
Yeah,
that was Golden State, right? MVP season. We're talking in OKC with Russ and James next to you, like solid. Couldn't beat it. But if we're talking about both sides of the ball, bro, I might have to go with the claw, my bro.
Oh, no, man. Give me Kevin Durant, bro. 32-7-5, bro. 2013 season.
That's solid. Don't get me wrong.
Man. I feel like he was unstoppable. You know, back then, it was an argument, bro, who was the best player in the world. Him or LeBron James. Oh,
LeBron, yeah. I think this is – I'm not mad at it.
I ain't mad at your choice either because Kawhi was – they were comparing bro to Mike in 2019 with the Raptors on that run he went on, man.
That's a big fact. I mean, I think when you look at those, these guys are absolutely solid. Kawhi playing both sides of the ball was wild to me. You know what I mean?
The claw pays both ways, though. Know what they say, man. He got a DPOY. So
yes, you know. He does. When he's solid.
He got a DPOY.
Give me this, man. Give me prime Steph or prime Shaq, bro. Two totally different parts of the game. Where your mind at, bro? Prime Chef Curry. A prime Diesel, bro. Would you rather?
Give me prime Shaq, bro.
So quick.
You know how I feel about that, man. You know how I feel about Shaquille O'Neal, man. Well, he a hater for one. Let's get that out of the way. He a hater. But he was cold in his prime, man. So give me him, bro. Back three-time finals MVP, bro. Back to back to back. Give me Shaq, dog.
I look at it like this, like Steph you can put him anywhere in any era at any time and a team would be great. It's just like you put the right people around him.
And what's the right people though? I feel like the right people around him literally has to be Klay Thompson, bro, or another shooter of his caliber.
It has to be.
So I don't know, man. I think he'll be great in the whatever era. But he not winning, you know, without that team? No. Yeah, I was not in Orlando. Y'all running with this wheel narrative, man. No, it was not in Orlando. I was with the L.A. Lakers when he won three championships and won finals MVP.
That's a peak. That's a peak.
Yeah.
It's a peak. Talk to me. What you got? I got
one for you. So if you had – to build a squad from scratch with a view towards competing over the next decade, 10 years now.
Okay.
Would you prefer to build around Kobe wasn't. Stop it, man. Y'all, no, Kobe was not carrying him. Would you rather build around Trae Young or the man we was just talking about, Zion Williamson.
For the next 10 years.
Compete for the next 10 years.
Oh, man, that's hard, bro. I think it's only hard because it's hard to trust Zion. Trey been here.
Yeah, he been here.
He been averaging 28-10 for three, four years now. Like, gosh, bro. For the next 10?
10. 20, 30 vote. That sounds crazy.
Give me Trey, bro. I got to go with Trey. And I say this. And look, before y'all try to flame me in the comments, look, this is what I'm saying. I think when I look at Trey, it is very much a more teams we got trust Zion, don't get another. Jesse, you got to chill out, man. Give me Trey. Man, give me Trey. You know what it is, man. Look, when I look at that, this is how I look at it. That's you can scale Trey up, right? I can scale 26, 27 points and 10 assists. I can put solid pieces around that. If I'm building around Zion, I'm getting him a good point guard. I'm getting him a solid defensive center, right? But he just has to bang down low a lot more. The way his game is it's predicated on contact. Mm-hmm. So he's not looking to break you down and get free and create space. He's going right at you, bro. Mm-hmm. He's going right at you. So I would take Trae Young shooting and facilitating over Zion's need for contact and jumping through everybody, who to me would speed up the progression of your body. That's right? Like analysis. Yep. You see what I mean? Like that's how I look at it. And I know people are going to be like, no, what, Trae over Zion? That's just a fact, man.
Give me Trae Young.
We see the play
playing right now. But For one year,
man. Look, y'all know what it is, man. Absolute pleasure, bro. As always, man, you know what it is. The 494 here on MTMV Sports. We got Sports Talk with C. We got Mr. Teddy Farrell. Both of our team members were out tonight. But look, you always know what it is. You want to talk basketball? This is where you got to talk it at. You hear me? G_chasingdreams. I am Miles Austin, Mr. Teddy Farrell, Sports Talk with C, Full 94 Podcast on everything. That's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You can find us. I'm telling you, we out there, man.
Yeah, Shell.
You know what I mean? Definitely. And you want to support the show, shoot to the Cash App. Cash symbol, Full 94 Podcast, man. Definitely. Shout out to the team. Shout out to my boy, Victory the Brand. Shout out to my boy, Chosen. Cipollato, we in the building. You know exactly what it is, man. Full 94 here on MTMV Sports. Make sure y'all tune in every Monday, 8:30. We here. It's where basketball lives at. Be safe. Be honest. Be easy.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, C, and you just watched the show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you see and you want more exciting content, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel.